Hey everyone, I'm Susan Campbell and you're listening to Unfiltered, a podcast where my team of marketing professionals share their thoughts on all things branding. You'll laugh, you'll learn, and hopefully walk away with new info about how to market your business. Enjoy.
Good morning, Anna.
Good morning, Jen. How are you?
I'm swell. How are you?
Well, I'm good. I'm just, you know, pondering all of those awesome Super Bowl commercials we saw this past weekend.
I am too. My favorite, now that you re-showed it to me, is the avocado commercial.
Yes.
I did not understand
Scott!
It. I didn't understand it. I don't know if I wasn't paying attention. But I loved that. And I loved the yearbook commercial, the Honda commercial.
Talk about it.
Because it was famous people in their yearbook pictures. And
yes.
I think they were the actual pictures.
Yeah.
And of course, they all look like dorks. And they say really good stuff. I almost cried when Viola Davis came on because she's like my spirit animal. But then they followed it up with a Snapchat filter. So you could go on Snapchat and be in the Honda commercial. And it was the girl with the big feathered hair.
Yeah.
So I sent it to my Aunt Shelley because she had that exact hair in the 80s.
So good.
So that was my favorite.
Awesome. I didn't get to see too many of them because of the loudness. But I did make everyone shut up for Lady Gaga. And I turned it up.
Yes, my son got sent to his room.
Way up.
Because he wouldn't stop talking.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that was important. And she killed it.
Personally. She did. She was amazing.
Yeah, she's good. And there was no, you know, nip slip.
No, nothing inappropriate. She...
I was waiting, though. I was like, okay, who's going to come out? Who's going to be the surprise guest?
I thought Taylor Swift is going to do it. I honestly did because she had a pre-party.
Oh.
And I thought, oh my gosh, T-Swift's going to come out.
How do I not know this?
I don't know.
I'm a Swiftie.
Mm-hmm. And of course, Ketchup Heinz did not have a commercial, which we covered on our blog.
Talked about it.
I loved it.
Yes.
That was my favorite.
Yep.
They probably got the most out of the biggest bang for their buck by doing that.
Faux shizzle.
What else?
Well, maybe we should tell the podcast world all about our new podcast.
Okay.
Unfiltered Marketing. Why did we choose that name, Jen?
Because we wanted to talk about what marketing is like behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And we get a little unfiltered here in our office.
That's
we talk
truth.
About all of the things
mm-hmm.
and we don't hold back.
Of course, with respect and professionalism.
Always. And sometimes I think people see pictures of our huge team and they don't really get to see us. They don't understand how dynamic we are. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, I like to listen to the sound of my voice sometimes. So I thought, let's put it on the air.
Yeah.
My mommy always said I had a voice or a face for radio.
Face for radio. Oh, man. Well, so just a little background on SJC Marketing, stands for Susan J. Campbell, the name of our owner and president. She started this company about 11 years ago,
mm-hmm.
coming up on 12 years in September, because she wanted to, really be able to be a professional in the business world and also be a mom.
Mm-hmm.
And for the longest time, we didn't even have any guys here, just a lot of females, girl power.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah. But she wanted to be able to do both things, which a lot of moms struggle on a regular basis. And so she started the company in her basement, mostly content writing. And 11 years later, we have 17 employees, 7 contracted people. We've got multiple locations.
Yep. I think she saw the trend of, okay, if people are wanting content, they're going to want more online.
Right.
So what else can we start giving them online that's going to be valuable? And then that just
blew into marketing services.
Yeah. So the editorial calendars and the marketing strategies and the branding that we give our clients is pretty priceless because we're kind of a one-stop shop.
Right.
And I think people get overwhelmed with all of the things on their checklist, and we're able to use everybody on our team in different ways and say, okay, this is the plan, and then we flush it out.
Right. And we all come from different backgrounds of nonprofits and corporate and
healthcare.
Yeah. There's just a variety of skill sets that everyone brings. But you mentioned it, everything starts with a strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some companies try to like put you into their packages, but everything mm-hmm. that we do is customized to what the needs are of our clients. And so it's exciting because it's different every day and every yeah. client's different. And we love what we do here.
Yeah. I think we talked about earlier, what my favorite things about SJC are obviously our team. They're, every single person here has a strength.
Yeah.
And it just works. It meshes really well. And then I love our brainstorming sessions. Yes. The creativity that comes out when a bunch of really interesting and thoughtful people get together with one common goal. It's just amazing what kind of ideas come together.
Yeah.
And then I love our launch meetings. And that's kind of how we do what we do. We don't have packages. We don't have, you know, little rabbit holes that we try to put people in. We have launch meetings and say, okay, what can we do to solve this problem? What tools do we have to solve this problem? And how yeah. do we get to an end goal? And that's my favorite part, is working with all these amazing people to kind yeah. of work it out.
And we're funny.
And we are kind of funny.
Hilarious. At least we think we yeah. are.
I mean, in our office, we are right. funny. Yes. I don't know if we could be funny outside. But
and just a cool part about our culture is that it started from a culture of flexibility. And mm-hmm. that even with the growth of our team, which is hard to do sometimes, we've remained flexible, where everybody works from home on Mondays. And, you know, you and I both live an hour from the office. And so we're able to kind of flex our schedules with kids and meetings. And I don't have kids. You yeah. have kids.
Well,
I have furry kids.
But you have a family.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've all got something.
Yes.
So. I love the flexibility is amazing. The ability to use the internet to communicate. I mean, I don't.
Interwebs.
We have more meetings via Slack and mm-hmm. email and phone calls. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing what we can do.
Yeah.
In the comfort of our home.
And our clients don't want to see us.
No, they don't.
They don't want to see our face.
No.
They're don't. Like, we'll do a phone call. Yeah. That's good.
I just survived another meeting that could have been an email.
So many memes.
So many memes. I love Mondays. I work from yes. home on Mondays and Fridays, yes. and I stay in all kinds of...
All the stretch pants.
All the stretch pants in-house, slippers and...
Coffee.
Tea. But I'm also able to jump on a phone call really easily, and I love that flexibility. Mm-hmm. And then on Thursdays, I get all of the human interaction I need for the week, because yep. we're all here and we're all talking and collaborating, and I love it.
Yeah.
I love our culture.
That's super fun. So what are some other things people can expect to hear about on our podcast?
I hope that by listening to our podcast, people get to see our professionalism and our knowledge in a fun way. That's not like, oh, I have to sit and listen to people talk about marketing for mm-hmm. 30 minutes, 15 minutes. I don't want it to be like that. I want it to be a conversation of a couple people who love marketing and love what we do and get to demonstrate our expertise, do it with a humor, do it with kind of like you're just talking to somebody mm-hmm. Instead of we're teaching you how to do it, because right. there is no way to teach how to market a yeah. business. You have to just know the ins and outs of mm-hmm. all of the tools that you have. And that's kind of what we talk about all the time. Did you hear about the new Instagram feature? Did you know that social media or Facebook changed their algorithm? Did you know, do you have email marketing? Mm-hmm. And so it's not really like, I don't know how to teach people how to do this stuff. I can't teach. I thought about once being a preschool teacher and not gonna happen. I was a reading tutor in college.
Oh.
But it's so much easier to demonstrate how to help your brand grow, mm-hmm. how to get a better online presence by telling stories of successful clients that
right.
we've had, or
what we've learned from
yeah.
some marketing faux pas.
Exactly. Or sometimes Susan will send out a podcast, or she'll send out a news article and she read this, tell me your thoughts. You know, she put us through Google Analytics training. Like mm-hmm. I think that people react better to listening to real life situations and how we applied them, instead of just like going through, here is a YouTube channel 101. Like, nobody wants to listen to that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
No.
Ain't
so we have faux pas. Yeah, we have failures. For
sure. Well, marketing, sorry to say, it's a little bit of trial and error in some ways.
It is.
I mean, luckily, because of the digital world expanding, we can measure a lot more and not have to make as many trial and error things. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's some of it. And that's why we always say it's not a sprint. It's a marathon because it takes time. And people don't get that.
Definitely. And I think listening to us talk about the processes we go through, maybe people will better understand that marketing is a walk.
Right.
It is a steady exercise. It's not just something that...
Wash your mouth out with coffee.
Dirty word. Exercise.
Don't talk about
that.
I was
not supposed to cuss during this podcast. That's what I want people to understand. I want people to see the pictures of the SJC team on our website, mm-hmm. which is getting a makeover, by the way.
Coming soon.
And I want them to see, oh my gosh, that is a group of people who love what they do.
Yeah.
They like to talk about it, and I'm going to learn something about it when I'm done listening to this.
For sure.
That's the plan. And to make people jealous of our jobs.
Totes jelly.
You know, I was voted in my high school yearbook most likely to be a writer. So I kind of
do
that.
You are a writer.
But I'm a talker, mostly.
Yeah.
I talk.
Yeah. You know, my high school is so small, we didn't even do most likely to.
Did you even have a yearbook?
Yes, we had a yearbook.
Oh, thank
goodness.
But there
were 26 people in my graduating class.
Oh, geez. I graduated with 374.
Yeah.
And you know why I got that voted?
No.
Because I was the senior editor of the yearbook.
Hey, I was the senior editor of the yearbook.
Oh, my gosh. Cheers. Mug cheers. That's why I got that award. Just so you know. What else?
I think we'll probably cover some trending topics.
Yes.
We'll give some of our, you know, top whatever we love right now.
Like yeah.
Top five.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Right.
Why
so,
can't I think of something?
I don't know. LinkedIn groups to follow that have to do with your industry.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, in marketing, things are ever changing. And I probably shouldn't argue this because I don't know any other industry because I've always been in marketing.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like ours changes so quickly all the time.
Right.
And there's always something new. And you don't always know whether to jump on that train or to ride it out a little bit. And so it's just exciting. We have to always be on our toes. And so we'll be talking about some of those things. And then some of the roots of marketing that will never change.
Right.
And how we keep that consistent throughout what we do for our clients.
Right.
Obviously, we'll talk about a lot of social media. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of websites. So we'll probably bring in, you know, other team members to talk through some of their expertise and things that they're seeing in their departments. And
yep. We might even like let people in on, here's what we're talking on in our Slack conversation. So we share articles together inside of our team.
We probably shouldn't do that between you and I.
No. Just, you know, the big group of people. but, you know, there's a lot of discussion that we have inside of our office that nobody gets to hear. So we read articles and we discuss them, and there's a lot of brainstorming and different opinions, which I think is totally healthy. And teachable moments where I'm not an expert on the SEO side of the website, but I can learn a lot from Amy, who's, you know, I can't even remember her title. It's a long word, but she knows.
It's like a digital strategist.
Yeah, she knows those keywords like the back of her hand, and she knows how to do Google AdWords, and I learn something new from everybody. So I think if we can just leave somebody with a nugget of information at the end of every podcast, that's what I want to do. And also,
I don't know why I don't like that word.
I like nugget.
I don't like it.
Our favorite thing about what we've ever, the favorite way we've described our team is the patchwork of, what is it?
Patchwork quilt.
A patchwork
of awesomeness.
Quilt of awesomeness.
Let's say it in unison.
A patchwork quilt of awesomeness. That's what we are. We're stitched together with knowledge and passion for what we do. And we cover everything.
Keep going, girl.
I was not voted most likely to be a singer either.
Oh.
I could make puns all day.
Yeah, you are punny.
I try very hard to be punny.
How do we wrap this thing up?
I don't know. What time
like
are we on?
Good,
though. Wow. Oh, Anna, I just
see
love
how
you.
We get paid to do this.
I know. Shh. okay, tell me something marketing that you are going to tackle this week. What's on your to-do list? What's one task that you have on your to-do list?
You know, you mentioned it that SJC has a new website coming soon. And We have a lot of stuff going on with SJC. We've got some new website packages we're rolling out for clients. So we're getting ready to do some email marketing around that, along with some old school direct mail to try to hit up some of those smaller businesses who may not even have a website.
Yeah.
Who but you are gotta you? Have,
who are you? Who are you? But you got to have a mix.
Yeah. And so we're working on the new SJC sitemap. Our designer, Tony, has mocked up some new website designs. So we're talking through some of that today
and the functionality.
They look amazing. So, yeah, a lot of stuff just for our own. And then we have a ton of proposals out there for new clients, which is really, really exciting.
Always fun.
And so trying to wrap some of those up and turn them into our clients.
Yes.
What about you, Jen? What's on your agenda?
Kind of still part of the new year. I've got a big client that needs to roll out their marketing plan for the entire year. So we've met with the client several times. We have an editorial calendar, which is what we kind of use for the entire year to map out what we're doing each month. So I've got my four main campaigns that I want to do with them. We've mapped out what avenues we're going to use to roll out those campaigns. Mm-hmm. So traditional media, we have to figure out what billboards we're going to use. We have to figure out how many spots we want to buy on radio and TV. We have to figure out all of those things and how those campaigns all come together. So I've been just rolling that out, talking to our team, doing a lot of design ideas with Tony, which is one of my favorite things to do. And so that's one of my favorite things is you have one client who has all of these components and you get to do something different with them every day.
We love clients.
Yeah.
We so like our other clients.
We love it. We love all of them.
All of them are the best.
I can't wait to see about our new website and our...
It's going
to
be good.
It's going to be good.
Yeah. It's time. You know, sometimes as an agency, you put all your time and effort into your clients, which is the most important thing. But sometimes it means you kind of don't make time for your own stuff. And so it's time for us.
There's an anecdote for that. It's the cobbler's son.
What?
The cobbler's son.
Peach cobbler?
No. A shoemaker.
What are you talking about?
The shoemaker's son had the crappiest shoes on the block because his dad was so busy making everybody else's shoes better.
I feel really dumb. Is that like everyone knows about that? Do you know about that, Zach?
No. Well, maybe I'm making it up. I sure hope not. Somebody Google.
It's a deep cut, though.
It is. It's deep. Look it up. Peach cobbler?
Which I technically don't like. I'm more of like an apple
crisp.
Or... Yes.
Like apple crisp.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, well, Google that.
It all comes back to food with me, really.
Really? Yes. Food and caffeine.
Food and wine and caffeine, yes.
So also, we're going to interview some of our other teammates. So we're going to focus on all the different patchworks that make up the quilt of awesomeness in SJC. So we hope everybody comes back and listens. We promise we won't giggle like schoolgirls every time.
I do not promise that.
But it might happen.
When the boss comes in though, all business.
All business.
Continue today's topic with us by tweeting your thoughts to Marketing SJC. Or visit our website, sjc.marketing.